This week on the Magic with Gadgets podcast, I'm showing you just how easy it is to cook some pasta in the Instant Pot. Question for you, have you ever done pasta in an Instant Pot before? It is so easy, and Dom, chef and all, prefers it in the Instant Pot over cooking it himself, you know, in a pan in the usual way. It's kind of like boiling it though, but because when you think about the Instant Pot, if you're adding water to the food in the inner pot, then it would be considered more like boiling rather than steaming. But you're still pressure cooking and everything, but it's nice because you don't have to actually drain the pasta. It's just a ratio of you add the pasta to the water. When it's done, you stir it and you've got cooked pasta. I wouldn't recommend this recipe style for something like spaghetti or linguine, but any kind of normal pasta shapes, absolutely spot on. And then if you come back to our podcast next week, I'll be showing you how to use this Instant Pot pasta into an air fryer pasta bake, which is just so yummy. So let's talk about the ratio, shall we, for when you're cooking pasta in the Instant Pot. Well, it's easy for us Brits to learn, because you're literally doubling it and transferring it into millilitres. So let's say you want to do 200 grams of pasta. You would double it, so that becomes 400, and then swap it for millilitres. So 200 grams of pasta, 400 millilitres, and that's the ratio of pasta in the Instant Pot. But normally when I do it, you do more than 200 grams, I'm sure. So let's think of it more in a bigger quantity. 500 grams of pasta becomes 1 litre of water. So that's easy to remember. But if you're in the US and you're on Imperial, you're probably thinking, well, what does that work out as in cups? So I'm just going to get my scales out now, and then I'm going to measure it for the equivalent. So, oh, and I'm using today just some normal shaped pasta, but any will do. Get the bag open, and then even though it says easy seal, I always seem to manage to rip it open and it goes everywhere. About right, that isn't it? So, going into cups. See how much it works out at. So I've got a cup here, a cup of dried pasta works out about 120 grams. So let's go again. So again, because I want a decent portion here of the pasta. So 3 cups, I would say, would be about 350 grams. So that's a decent sized portion for your pasta. So 350 grams, or 3 cups, into the Instant Pot, and then do the same again. So another 360. So that's 6 cups altogether of pasta. So that's just over 600. So that would work out at 1.2 litres of water. And if you think about it, 1 litre is just shy of 4 cups. So I would say by doing about 5 cups, then that would be spot on. But it depends on how much pasta you want for dinner, because you notice it's like we often say, oh, I did way too much pasta. So I've got Big measuring jug here, it's so much quicker. You can do it in cups, of course, but I find it slows me down because there's only so much you can hold in one cup. So then, fill up your jug. And then I've got one of these jugs that does the fluid ounce and it does the litres. So I'm looking for adding in a litre here. And then I need that little bit more because, like I say, I need 1.2 for the amount of pasta I've added. So I'm just adding almost a cup there. And then what you want to do is you want to get your hands in on your pasta and make sure it's all covered. If it's not, then you need slightly more. It's always better to have slightly more than not enough. So I'm adding in an extra cup just to be on the safe side. And this is also because of the size of the Instant Pot you're using. So for example, I've got the 8-quart one here. It's slightly wider. So if you've got a narrow one, such as the mini or such as the 6-quart one, you won't need as much water because obviously of the volume of it. So I'm just checking now. I'm making sure it all fits and that you've got a little gap at the top for extra water. And then once you've done that, ready for the lid to go on. So you want to set the valve to sealing, you want pressure cook, and you want 3 minutes. And we're going to go with a 3 minute cook time followed by a 5 minute natural pressure release.
Thanks for listening, and if you head over to recipethis.com and search Instant Pot Mini Course, you can find our 5-day free email series on teaching you how to use the Instant Pot smart from the beginning, and it will help you with a lot of the beginner questions and recipes that you're probably needing if you're just getting started with your Instant Pot.
So the pasta's now done. It's 3 minute cook time. It's reading as 5 minutes now of natural pressure release. So press cancel on your Instant Pot. Or a word really about pressure cookers. A lot of people say, I haven't got the Instant Pot brand. Can I follow your Instant Pot recipes? And the answer is yes, you can. Any electric pressure cooker is fine. We've also got the Ninja Foodie and we use the pressure cooker button of that as well, so it really doesn't matter. So then release all your pressure. And now the pressure's finished releasing. I also recommend that you put a tea towel or something similar over your Instant Pot because the starch from pasta and rice and everything makes it a sticky substance when it's coming out, when it's releasing the pressure. Because you don't want to get dirty worktops or anything. So I just found using a tea towel over does a grand job. And then if you have got it near a worktop, then just give your worktop a quick wipe afterwards. So pressure has finished releasing now. So now you can get a spoon in and then give it a good clean round. And then mix your pasta up. And now you'll have a lovely big bowl of pasta. It's already lost all its water as it's cooked the pasta. So it means you don't need to drain your pasta. And that's just how easy it is to do a big bowl of pasta in the Instant Pot. And if you head over to recipethis.com, search macaroni because we've got a really good Instant Pot macaroni salad recipe there where you're starting off where you're doing your big bowl of pasta. Or if you search Instant Pot pasta, what we've also got is the famous feta pasta done in there. And I think we've got another one with halloumi in as well. So there's a nice mix of pastas. Or tune into the podcast next week where we'll be showing you how to transform this pasta into an air fryer pasta bake. Thanks for listening, and it's been wonderful recording this episode for you. And I just love talking about what I'm cooking right now at home with my kitchen gadgets. And of course, you're probably thinking now, hang on a minute, I need a visual. I need to see how it's cooked, what it looks like, rather than it just being an audio. And I also want a free printable recipe card so I can follow it along at home. And of course, ask any questions. So if that's you, if you head over to recipethis.com, search for the recipe, you can find that and so much more. You can go metric imperial as well. You can post comments and ask us follow-up questions, and it's just a great alternative way for you to learn about this recipe. And of course, we've spent a long time over the last few years building up this podcast for you. We would really, really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help grow the podcast, and then more and more people will see it and learn like you're learning all about the kitchen gadgets. And I'm Sam, and thanks for listening.